The Great Hudson River Revival in New York over the weekend included a send-off for the sloop Clearwater sail to Washington, D.C. The Clearwater Festival returned to Croton Point Park after a one-year hiatus, and with it, the reenactment of a voyage to stand up for federal clean water protections. There were Native American songs and blessings for the Clearwater and her crew at Croton Point Park in Westchester County Saturday as the ship was ready to set sail for the nation's capital. The trip comes amid threats of regulatory rollbacks and proposed steep budget cuts to the Environmental Protection Agency. It's a reenactment of the 1970 trip when Pete Seeger sailed the boat to Washington and held a forum on Capitol Hill on clean water issues. Dave Conover is Clearwater Interim Executive Director.
Well, the times, I think, required actions like this. I mean, they require powerful messages, and Clearwater is a boat, and what do boats do? They deliver things, you know, and so we're going to be delivering something that I think is important for people to hear, and it's important to reaffirm all of us in the Hudson Valley that these clean water protections are essential, that environmental protection as a whole is a core American value. We can't take steps back on the progress that has been made, that pollution often impacts the most vulnerable communities the hardest, and you know, pollution doesn't respect borders. So these messages, many of them are not new, but they need to be told.
Volunteers, along with Clearwater staff and crew, formed a fire line to load the cargo of concern. Barrels and crates containing messages via cards, banners, petitions, municipal resolutions, and more.
The song as we load the cargo onto the vessel.
Here's a song that was written in part by Pete Seeger back in the early 80s. And it's a great example of what you can do when you work as a community. The song is called Broad Old River. And Pete brought in the chorus in the first couple of verses. And then the crew of the boat finished it up. So it's a quote song. Even if you're not, even if you're home, you can sing along, just repeat after me. Come along with me.
Come along with me.
Upon that
broad old river.
Come along with me.
Come along with me.
Patty Deo from across the Hudson River in New Windsor attended the send-off, saying she cares about the river and clean water.
I'm coming from the Newburgh area, and there's a lot of poisoned water up there, and I'm very concerned about the water, not only in the lakes, but it can seep in the ground and get into, wells and what have you. It's very, very scary.
She refers to PFOS contamination. And while she did not give a handwritten message for the cargo, in retrospect, Deo says she would write the following.
God bless our river. Keep it clean. Keep us safe. Give us freedom. And move on.
Aaron Mayer is former National Sierra Club president.
We are tired of the plutocrats that are running our democracy. It is a democracy, not a plutocracy. And we the people...
The Peekskill native says he learned to swim in the Hudson River and his family fished there.
So we're here to honor this, as they would say, ceremony, but significant, again, calling in this old sailor, this old ship, back to battle for clean water, clean air, and a safe environment. Because it's not a luxury, it is a human right. Clean water is a human right. As the Native Americans say, mini wakoni.
Again, Conover.
A lot of this is... it's the journey, it's not necessarily the destination. So yes, the message is a powerful thing to be able to deliver, but it's also building relationships with folks. And I think having the Clearwater go to waters that it hasn't been to in many years maybe helping to inspire other groups who are working in the Chesapeake Bay and Delaware Bay, waters that we're going to be visiting, and sharing ideas and education program ideas. I think that'll also be part of what we're doing.
While in Washington, Clearwater and partner organizations will conduct dockside events and a June 29th forum on clean water issues on Capitol Hill for members of Congress and their staffs. Reporting for WAMC News, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn in Croton on Hudson.